It is Friday, September 6, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Yitzhak Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Well, kids, it's that time of year.
Which time?
Football, Almost Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, school.
You cannot possibly do all the things you want to do in a weekend time of year.
I mean, I'm doing my best.
I know you are, but not all of us can move that
fast.
But
it is now physically impossible.
Yes. Well, don't tell me that, because then I will find a way.
Okay, kid, not all of us can move that fast.
Yeah. I said I'm speaking for myself. It's fine.
So we have a suggested itinerary.
Okay.
And sometimes there's more than one option because I couldn't decide either. So tonight, there is an author talk at 7 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library.
Part of the True Lit Fest.
With Jack Gantos, who is the author of more than 40 books, little kids to upper elementary and middle school to young adult books. He's lots of fun. I did a Q&A with him, and he's lots of fun. So that happens at 7 at the library, and it's free. Or you can go see The Nerd at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
I've never seen this one.
Hilarious show. Absolutely roll in the aisles and snort funny. And tonight is opening night.
Is it? Who wrote it?
Larry Shue, who also wrote The Foreigner.
Okay, yes.
He wrote two shows and then was killed in a plane crash.
I did not know that.
And his shows are done
again and again. Because they're that funny. Showtime 7:30, and again, it's opening night. Tickets are $10 to $20. Tomorrow morning, you get up and you go to the Duggar Family Flea Market and Auction. Which is likely where I'll be. No, they've decided to clean out the warehouse after 29 years of marriage and 19 children.
Oh, I can imagine how many things they've accumulated.
And then they've asked for donations because they're going to give all the proceeds to Arkansas Children's Hospital.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Because the littlest person was there for 6 months because she was born early and born tiny. And she's 3 and a half now.
Oh, good.
Which is hard to imagine.
Mm-hmm. Won't this be part of the television show on TLC?
It will, in fact, be part of the 7th season of 19 Kids and Counting, which debuts September 17th. Flea market time is from 8 to 2 tomorrow, and there's an auction at 10 for some of the bigger items, which apparently include vehicles. Mm. And that happens at 500 Arbor Acres Avenue in Springdale. Midday tomorrow, you must go to the Wiener Takes All Races.
In Bella Vista.
I missed those last year. I think
championship
was bad
weenie dog races. I think so, too. I think it was storming. But it's now part of a new festival called Hay Days. And that means there'll be food and music and all these other things surrounding the weenie dog races. Or you can spend the day at the True Lit Festival at the Fayetteville Public Library because there's all sorts of things going on there. Or the Slaughter Pen Music Jam in downtown Bentonville.
Right. All of this going on.
That takes us to Saturday evening, which I've divided by counties.
Okay.
If you're in Benton County, you must go see Julius Caesar. This year's Shakespeare in the Park, produced by the Classic Ledge Theater Troupe, stars Mark Landon Smith and Justin Schauer and a bunch of other people you know and love. The script has been cut to 75 minutes.
Okay.
Not bad. And Justin Schauer wants playgoers to know that although this is considered a tragedy, it's going to be fun. Because you will get to do what they did in Shakespeare's time, which is chat and walk around and eat and all those things that used to happen during a play. Okay, this happens at 6 o'clock at Lawrence Plaza in Bentonville. It will be in Fayetteville the next two weekends. It is free. If you're in Washington County, it's Dog's Night Out at Dog Party in Tawnytown.
Fundraiser for the Humane Society.
Food and music. They say a gourmet progressive dinner for the dogs and food and music for the humans. And it's $25 for two people and one dog and $10 for each additional guest, no matter how many legs it has. If you care where I'll be, that's my choice for Saturday night. The Spiritualist is going on at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. It's a script by Bob Ford, one of the founders of Theater Squared, about a lady who sees dead people and speaks to dead people and writes music for famous dead people like Beethoven. Showtime is 7:30 and tickets start at $15. If you're in the River Valley, 12 Angry Men is opening at Fort Smith Little Theater. A jury deliberation about the fate of a 16-year-old who has been accused of stabbing his father to death. Little Shakespeare in that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Presented again by the Fort Smith Little Theater at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $10. And then on Sunday afternoon,
yes,
you can go see Jersey Boys one of the last two performances at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets start at $44. That's at 2 o'clock.
And you really should go to that. I got to go opening night, and it was a lot of fun. Everybody I went with enjoyed it. Everybody I went with enjoyed it.
And you didn't really know what to think going in, did you?
I did not know much about it. It's just something I've heard about for forever. You know, people have said they wanted to come here. I had a friend audition for it a long time ago, and so I've just heard of it forever, but never quite knew the story.
I bet you heard songs that you recognize, even if I hadn't told you the title beforehand.
Right. Yeah. No, I was surprised by how many of the songs I did recognize. Right. I think it was one of those things, bless my mother for having me listen to all kinds of music.
Bless your mother for being your mother.
Yes, for knowing, but I recognized a lot, even though I didn't quite know who sang it. But yeah.
And so if you survive until Sunday evening, community storytelling, speak for yourself.
Maxine's,
a new part of a series at Maxine's Tap Room at 7 o'clock. This is, of course, hosted by Artist Laboratory Theater in the Big Picture House. Good luck.
All right, so all of that happening, and that just got us through Sunday evening.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.